Simon & Schuster Audio presents Decade of Disunion, how Massachusetts and South Carolina led the way to civil war, 1849 to 1861, by Robert W. Mary, read by Jacques Roy.
To the memory of two exemplary mentor-editors who changed my life, Al Silverman and Alice Mayhew. Introduction. Two Funerals, The Passing of an Era. On March 27, 1850, as a late-season cold snap encased Washington, D.C. in a sheaf of snow, Senator John C. Calhoun lay abed in his spacious first-floor room a block east of the Capitol, inside Mrs. Hill's austere-looking but congenial boarding house. Racked by fever and persistent coughing, the famous statesman nevertheless had his attendants prop him up against pillows so he could receive visitors or write letters to family members back home in South Carolina, assuring them that he would soon be fine and that they needn't rush to Washington. But more and more now he found himself slipping into the restless sleep of a dying man. He knew he was dying, but he wished to spare his wife, Floride, and other faraway relatives of the spectacle of his deterioration. And he felt no need of spiritual assurance. When Senate Chaplain C.M. Butler rushed to Mrs. Hill's to offer Calhoun a pathway to God, the senator sent him away. "I won't be told what to think," he declared to those around him. Religion, he added, was a subject I've thought about all my life. Indeed, the 68-year-old senator responded matter-of-factly when a friend, North Carolina Representative Abraham Venable, asked what he considered the best time and manner of death. "I have but little concern about either," he said. "I desire to die in the discharge of my duty. I have an unshaken reliance upon the providence of God." By Saturday, March 30th, with the snow gone and spring reasserting itself, Calhoun had weakened considerably. Toward evening, he managed to sit up for a couple hours and discuss, with fervent interest, the country's state of affairs. Later, he asked his secretary, Joseph Scoville, to read from a manuscript he had been preparing, as he felt too feeble to read it himself. But soon he waved Scoville off the project. "Very well," he said. "You can read the rest tomorrow."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?